This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Now on to an industry that was hit hard during the pandemic and has since been trying to recover. Live performance venues, theaters. They were among the first to close down, and now that they have reopened, it's not quite business as usual. Broadway shows are struggling, so are theaters, symphonies, and operas around the country. David Brancaccio has today's Economic Pulse with someone who's seen the ups and downs of the theater business, Lisa Adler. She's co-artistic and producing director at the not-for-profit Horizon Theater Company based in Atlanta.
I mean, I've been on Broadway. Audiences are coming back. But what are you seeing? Close to the levels of what you saw before the COVID mess?
Not quite yet. I think audiences in the regions are a little different across the country. My peers are seeing audiences slowly coming back. And, you know, we were closed for almost 2 years. We were really, really fortunate to have PPP funds and Shutter Venue Operators grant that kept a lot of us, hundreds of theaters alive. But now that money's gone and audiences are not fully back, I think it varies across the country, but, you know, anywhere from 50 to 75% of pre-pandemic. And there are experts that are predicting it's a 2 to 5 year recoveries for our regional theaters. Donors as well. You know, Broadway is commercial, but most of the theaters in the regions are not-for-profit organizations and rely for anywhere between 40 and 80% of their funding on donations. So we are trying to woo our donors back, primarily individuals who got out of the habit of being with us for a couple of years. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah, interesting is one way of describing it. Now, we talk to people in so many industries about trouble recruiting people in what has been a very hot labor market. What about you? You too?
Yeah, very difficult. You know, like so many people in the country, this was a reset time for the whole theater industry. So the theaters are all trying to figure out how we more fairly compensate people when donations and ticket sales have not caught up to that reality. And we have a lot of education of donors to do about kind of the seismic shift in the theater world. It was always considered if you worked in theater, you were making a sacrifice to do so. But that's not how it's going to be in the future. So we're all trying to figure that out.
Now, you're in Atlanta. I'm seeing something about competition from an industry that's adjacent to yours. I think streaming and TV. What's going on with that, making it harder for you to recruit people?
Well, you know, film and television is really big in Atlanta. There's a huge film and television industry here because of the big tax credits the state offers. Yeah, the actors, technicians are going instead to TV and film and commercials. We're having to understudy every single role and make sure people are ready to go on in a way that we haven't before, not only for COVID primarily, but secondarily for the film and television industries.
And if anyone can get to Atlanta, what do you have on the main stage? I think you have a version of Designing Women going.
Yes, we have Designing Women 2020, The Big Split, which is a new version of Designing Women that's set in 2020 and looks at what else? COVID, the pandemic, and The Big Split is the political divide in our nation.
Lisa Adler, co-artistic and producing director at the Horizon Theater Company based in Atlanta. Thank you very much.
Thank you.